Ha! We're back. You're listening to Car.
Wait a minute. You're back. I'm not.
What are you, front? You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler. And I've got to say that this puzzle was inspired.
Stolen from?
No. Well, no, it was probably stolen from somebody, but, I mean, they all were. But there's not an original Puzzler on the planet anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Between us and Marilyn Vos Savant, we've stolen all of them from Martin Gardner. The other day, due to some unusual shuffling of cars, my brother-in-law's car wound up in Tommy's possession, and Alex showed up at the garage to pick up his car and left me a car to drive home. And I was in the middle of something, and I said to Alex, just throw the keys in my pocket. My hands were too greasy to even touch the keys. He leaves. Hours later, I wash up, lock up the shop, and I
discover,
waiting for me at the curb is the Fiat. And at that, when I began to drive it home, I began to have an appreciation for the reverence that you had for the Dart.
Yes.
Because compared to the Dart, the Fiat is such a hopeless piece of trash.
Quiet, trying to sell it.
To Mayor, right?
To Mayor.
I mean, that thing coughed and wheezed and swerved. I mean, it did everything imaginable. I mean, my heart was in my throat the entire time, to say nothing of the fact that my few remaining brain cells were eradicated by the smell of gasoline.
Yeah, the air quality is bad. That's why the top doesn't go up. You'd die if you had the top up.
I had the top up.
You did?
And the fact that you can hear the ignition system through the radio.
Isn't that nice?
It is. You can tell if you've got a misfire.
Well,
number four cylinder has a distinct misfire.
Can tell if your alternator is working. You turn on the radio.
Well, as luck would have it, last night I go to sleep.
Perhaps... He gets to my house, by the way, and he stumbles in the door and he says, "Finally, I'm almost there."
I throw the keys on the kitchen table and I said, "Let me out.
Let me out."
Well, yeah. I get home, and I guess because I was overwhelmed by the gasoline fumes, I had a dream.
Yeah.
And in this dream, I saw you driving a spiffy...
A Diablo?
...little convertible.
Oh. Ooh.
And the license plate of this convertible said, "Wait," not W-A-I-T, but W-E-I-G-H-T.
Really?
And I said, wait. Mm. What kind of a car would have this license plate? That's the question.
And... did you get the answer in your dream, too, or did you have to figure it out when you woke up?
I asked Andrew when I woke up. Now, if you think you know the answer, write it on the back of a $20 bill or some food item of your choice.
Yeah.
And anything.
Fish is good. Frozen fish.
Fish is the best.
Yeah, fish is good. Fruit works great.
Fruit's good, yeah.
Bananas.
Bread, loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread works.
Send your answer
to... Well, it's a little known fact. People don't realize you don't have to take something and put it into an envelope to mail it. You can mail the thing itself.
Yes.
And it's up to your own level
of creativity. Exactly.
To see what you can just write the address on, stick stamps on it.
Right.
Right, stick the stamps right on it.
Yeah, stamps don't stick well to frozen fish.
Well, they do in the beginning. The last thing they're going to do is return it to you.
Send your answer to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt 02238. Or you can email your answer to us from cartalk.com. If you'd like to call us, the number is 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.